if you're talking about it.
It's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning in the Next Title studio. We have a special guest this morning. Ada County Commissioner Dave Case joined us. Good morning, David.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm great. Good to be here.
Good. Got the election behind you. I'm sure you're happy for that.
You know, yeah, and it was a great election for Ada County. This was a record-setting election for us.
Give us some numbers. Do you have them?
Yeah, I do. Actually, there were about 203,000 people who voted in Ada County. Of that, about 130,000 of those folks voted on Election Day.
I had to wait.
Yeah, it was it was quite the turnout. It was about a 75% turnout as a record for Ada County. You know, of those folks, we had about 25,000 of them voted by absentee, and another 47,000 took in the early voting process.
Yeah, wow. I there was a thing parked at the Bannock Street Post Office,
yeah.
Early voting. I drove by it every day, and every day I told Chris, tomorrow I'm going to vote early. I'm going to vote early. Never did.
Was that the food truck trailer?
Yeah, they're referring to it as awesome. A food truck trailer.
Then they had about 5,400 people that voted there.
Yeah, just in the trailer alone.
And in Eagle, 6,200. At City Hall in Boise, 6,400. 9,300 in Meridian, and 20,000 at the Benjamin office before Election Day.
Yeah. Wow. You know, that process is becoming more and more recognizable and being used quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. This is the last time I don't vote early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 40,000 people registered on Election Day to
yes.
vote.
Yes. Yeah. Great, great registration turnout there.
And it seemed to be going well because, you know, like Chris probably had the same thing. When you go to vote, there's always those people who are in line either in front or behind you who aren't registered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, they get them through quick.
Yeah. You know, Chris Rich and his team down there, they've got a really good process that they've developed, and it's really coming along. It's made it smooth. Of course, we did buy some new election equipment, which really helped with the tabulation of them, got the votes and counted real quick.
Yeah, it finished the votes were finished being counted in Ada County at 12:30 a.m., which is a record.
Yes.
Wow. Yep.
Now, you had a couple of places stay open late. Was that here? Yeah.
It was
one was here
County.
And one was in Canyon County, yeah.
We had, actually, the Democratic Party had went and filed suit to have five of our polling places remain open, and the judge ruled that they had to remain open 1 hour longer, till 9 o'clock.
Were these the ones that had just recently changed?
Yeah.
Locations?
The locations had to be changed because of a lot of it had to do with accessibilities and, mm-hmm. and just inability to handle the crowd.
Right.
I know you have a thing here in your stats. It says very few people were in line when the polls closed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
If you're in line and the polls closed, you still get the vote, right?
That's correct,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Great for the election. I thought the ballots and everything were really easily understandable and you know, easy to figure out how to vote.
Yeah, great. You know, it was real... again, just the real process worked well. I will mention we've, with the retiring of Rick Isaguirre, we've got a new county commissioner that will be coming on board, Rick Visser, mm-hmm. And looking forward to him coming on board. You know, Rick Isaguirre is going to be extremely missed.
I'm going to miss him. He's a great guy.
He is. Just exceptional.
Wise guy.
But a little change up going on there, so it'll be interesting, you know, how things kind of shake out.
All right, you got your 2025 comprehensive plan. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our 2025 plan, basically, it's a guideline for us for our growth, our future growth, mm-hmm. where people are going to be needing services, what type of conditions or buildings will be put in place. We've been working on this for about 18 months, and, you know, I've got to give a shout-out to our Development Services Director, Meg Leatherman, and also Megan Basham. They were key in putting this together.
Now, you have to study where and how the county is growing. That's how you distribute services.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it was a good process because we opened it up. We went out to the public. We got their input from a variety of groups that were involved, and real good process.
All right. KBOI News Time's 8:45, time for our final traffic check this morning.
A manhunt is still underway in Idaho for a man accused of murdering his girlfriend of 10 years. Details coming up on 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
Hello, it's Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider, and our special guest is Ada County Commissioner Dave Case here in the Next Title studio. The Ada County Environmental Advisory Board, they've got some stuff coming up.
Yeah, you know, this board was formed about 2 years ago when we had that incident down in the river, kind of run dry. So, you know, as part of our commitment to the river and to the folks who use it, we put together this board to come up with some projects on how to enhance it. And right now, this week, we've just started a construction project down there to put in a fish habitat. And basically what we're doing is placing some boulders and some trees lined in there that gives the fish an opportunity for a place to kind of live, I guess.
Grow, too. Yeah. Just good for fishermen.
Yeah, and it enhances the river. It enhances the opportunity for the sportsmen to get out with a fisherman and have a good time.
And it's going to be just about 4 weeks.
Yeah, the estimates, they're going to be finished sometime in mid-December. You know, it was a good project. The county invested in it, as well as Enel, the folks out there that run the Barber Dam. They teamed up with us, and then we've got Fish and Game that is actually overseeing the project. And just a variety of folks who came together, Trout Unlimited, the Freshwater Trust, Department of Fish and Game, and the Boise River Enhancement Network are just some of the folks who are participating.
Yeah, exactly. The fishing people are very fond of this idea.
They're loving it.
Now, during construction, there won't be access to the river from, I guess, Barber Park?
Yeah, the Barber Park boat ramp on upstream to the Eckert Bridge is where they're trying to restrict that because they've got heavy equipment that's actually going in the river.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not good to have boats around.
And it's almost that time of year when we receive tax notices.
Say, yay. Our favorite time of year. Us property owners love to see those things in the mail.
Yeah, those started going out this week, and you'll be receiving them. The actual taxes are due by December 20th at 5 p.m. That's the
Merry
deadline.
Christmas to you.
Yeah. Don't you love it when it comes that time of year?
Get it done.
You can pay in full, or you can pay just half by December 20th, and then the second half by June 20th of next year.
Yeah, that's just a kind of a standard deal. You, however you want to do it, some folks choose to pay it all off, so you don't have to worry about it, but you can split it in two.
Mm-hmm. Or live in a motorhome, well, they'll never catch you. Yeah, just move every day.
And there are different ways to pay.
There are. There's three different ways you can pay. You can do it online. You can do it by mail. Or you can actually come down in person. I'm sure the treasurer would love to chat with people as they come in to pay their taxes.
Now, you want to be on time because there are late charges.
There are. And they're fairly significant. So it's pretty important that folks get that done on time. We hate to have to do that.
And then you said there are a lot of reasons that people end up with late charges.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when folks bring in their or mail in, I think probably is the most, what's the term I'm looking for here?
Common.
Difficult or common,
oh, okay.
Yeah. That, you've got to have the checks postmarked by the 20th. There's transposing of numbers, your account number, it's pretty important.
So if you mess up, you got to pay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you write down the wrong amount. Whoops.
Yeah. You know, and I encourage if there's any complaints that come in out here that they talk to Rick Isaguirre. He would be the outgoing commissioner.
Well, and
they can follow Rick home.
But you can go to the Ada County website.
Yes.
And where would you look to find out, what mistakes could be made and what mistakes to avoid?
Yeah, basically if you go to the Ada County website, go under the treasurer's page. She's got a list there of the common mistakes that are made on those. We're going to be putting out some public information stuff out with Kate. She's going to be helping with just getting the news out. So
plus, you can pay online. If you're going to go look up the website, just pay it online. That way you'll know it's paid right.
Yeah. You know, that for me, I love doing stuff online. It's simpler. I don't have to worry about postage. I don't have to worry about late fees. You just get in there and plug it in and go.
Speaking of online, since you've had Kate, you guys have a big social media presence now.
We do. You know, it was great bringing Kate on. She does such a great job for us in getting the social media out. We've got our Facebook pages. We've got Ada County. Mm-hmm. We've got for the commissioners, we've got our Ada County Commissioners Facebook site. We utilize Twitter, @Ada_County, and we also use Instagram @Ada_County.
That sounds great.
A lot of good information gets put out. Kate does a wonderful job.
Yeah, we know what's going on in the county, which is cool because before we never did.
Yeah, we like to keep folks appraised.
Yep.
And she came in this morning and gave us some updated information on the election. Most of it we've already discussed.
Yeah, we've done it already.
But a lot of people worked on that. Like, 1,400 workers. There were 145 polling places.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how that comes together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just folks for just the one night normally. I mean, we also had people who work the early voting and stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and people were working the phones. I know I even got a call. They wanted to make sure I knew where I was going to vote and wanted to know if I was going to vote and just wanted to make sure I was aware it was Election Day. Yeah. And I told them, yes, for some reason I was aware.
You know, it's what's great about that is it's such a huge job, but it goes pretty much unblemished as the process goes through. And they just do a wonderful job there.
Yeah. And a big number, of course, 76% of eligible voters got out and did just that. It's good. David, thank you for stopping by. Kate, good to see you. And get busy now working toward Christmas at the Ada County Commission.
Thank you.
And all right. I'll be out begging to get money to pay my tax bill.
Okay.
Day 56, Idaho Talks Live.
Just be on time.
You take pennies? Idaho Talks Live coming up next.
We are 670 KBOI Boise.
A Cumulus station.
It's 9 o'clock. KBOI News starts now.
The top spy resigns. Obama, Germany, and Russia. I'm Evan Haining. The director of national intelligence, James Clapper, has formally submitted his resignation. Correspondent Barbara Starr reports Clapper said resigning felt pretty good.
The new president is going to want to get his own people in there, and that's what this resignation really signals. The change is coming.
President Obama is meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Correspondent Michelle Kozinski says they'll take questions together at a news conference later today.
There's not a whole lot of reassurance he can bring. I think the best that he can bring is to say our ties are strong among our nations, and at least Donald Trump exhibited some commitment to NATO.
Meantime, the Kremlin is accusing Obama of trying to damage relations with Russia after Vladimir Putin had a good talk with President-elect Trump this week. Trump is expected to meet with prominent GOP members as he continues transition work. I'm Evan Haining. On Wednesday night, Hillary Clinton made her first public appearance since conceding the presidential race to Donald Trump.
Because she won the popular vote, Hillary Clinton was introduced last night at the Children's Defense Fund Gala as the president of our people. In her first appearance since the concession speech, Clinton said, sure, it hurts, and there are times when she just wants to curl up with a book.
The divisions laid bare by this election run deep. But please listen to me when I say this. America is worth it. Our children are worth it. Believe in our country, fight for our values, and never, ever give up.
Clinton did legal work all the way to chairing the board for the Children's Defense Fund before she became First Lady in 1993. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Home construction soared more than 25% in October, the biggest gain in nearly 35 years. And unemployment applications have fallen to a 43-year low. Right now, the Dow is down 14 points. I'm Evan Haining.
It's 3 minutes past the hour. Here's Rick Worthington on 670 KBOI.
Good morning. A manhunt for an Idaho Falls man continues today. 670 KBOI's Albina Cousina tells us why.
Jeremy White is wanted in connection to a homicide in Bonneville County last week. The Idaho State Journal reports that White is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Christine Caldwell, who was his girlfriend for 10 years and was found buried in the basement of the home the couple shared. White is also believed to be traveling with Dina Adey, who officials say could be in danger. The two could be traveling in a silver 2004 Jeep Cherokee with the Idaho license plate number 8BHV461. Anyone with information is urged to contact the police. I'm Albina Cousina, 670 KBOI.
A Boise man accused of a drive-by shooting has been busted at a local hotel. Robert Ballesteros and another unnamed man are accused of shooting a gun at two men who were driving in Caldwell on Monday night. KBY2 TV reports detectives were able to track down the man to a hotel on Entertainment Avenue in Boise. He was then charged with aiding and abetting aggravated assault, shooting into an occupied vehicle, and felony possession of a controlled substance. Police, though, still looking for the second suspect. And if you want more information, you're asked to call 343-COPS. Meanwhile, a Nampa man has been sentenced to life in prison for sexually assaulting a girl under the age of 16 multiple times. 670 KBOI's Ron O'Brien with that story.
42-year-old Randy Thomas will have to serve 8 years fixed time before being eligible for parole. The Idaho Press Tribune reports Thomas pleaded guilty to sexual penetration against a victim's will by use of a foreign object. As part of a plea agreement, three other sex crime charges were dismissed. Police say Thomas had forced a juvenile girl to perform sexual acts since 2013. He was arrested in June of 2015. Ron O'Brien, 670 KBOI.
Five children discovered living in filthy conditions in CUNA. They've now been placed into the custody of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. A CUNA man now is facing five felony charges of injury to a child. Investigators began checking it out in October after receiving a call about the living conditions inside the home of Isaac Hyatt. CUNA police investigated. They found about 10 dogs living inside that home, along with five children, all preteens. Hyatt and his live-in girlfriend, Crystal Bridgman. The home is on Deer Flat Road and School Avenue. Was found in total disarray. Strong odor of urine coming inside the home. Feces also found all over the floor in nearly every room of that home. Hyatt and Bridgman, they were arrested. Hyatt posted bond. He'll be in court December 5th. Bridgman, she's due in court a little later on today. Let's look at real-time numbers. The Dow now off 17 points, while the NASDAQ is up 13. I'm Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.
It's 29 hours till Bronco game day on 670 KBOI, brought to you by
Corwin Ford, who invite you to an all-new customer-focused car shopping experience in their fully redesigned dealership at the Idaho Center Auto Mall in Napa. Corwin Ford, family-driven for over 100 years. If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
Paul J. and Chris on a Thursday morning.
Hello.
Basketball action tonight right here on News Talk 670 KBOI. Boise State against Charleston in that Charleston tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Game time, 5 o'clock.
And as we discussed,
not sure who's doing the play-by-play. Abe Jackson's back there.
The host of the tournament always wants to
play the easiest team.
Yeah, they always want to start out playing what they consider to be the worst team in the tournament. And it's probably not good news that College of Charleston chose Boise State.
However,
but it doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to beat Boise State.
No, and in fact, I'm sure Leon Rice is going,
yeah,
they don't respect you.
Well, exactly. I would be given that same talk.
Yep.
And but you know who's in the tournament? Like Villanova, for instance, the
Michigan.
Villanova,
Mississippi State.
Villanova's the defending champion.
Yeah,
and a lot of really good teams, a lot of big names.
Yeah,
and Boise State and College of Charleston.
Yep,
that'll be a good one.
Yep, 8-team tournament.
College of Charleston's been interesting. They've been in a lot of NCAA tournaments, and they're always one of those teams that you think is about to
Wake Forest.
About to upset somebody.
Yep.
Now, This time every year, and by the way, this is not about Donald Trump. This time every year, they put out a list of the most dangerous toys that are available for kids this year. And it's a group called WATCH, which means World Against Toys Causing Harm. Okay.
Really?
Give your guidelines.
Give your guidelines.
Okay.
I'll
tell you this. First of all, I would call this list the 10 toys that you should buy your kid if you want him to know what it was like when you were a kid. Okay?
Yep.
Because they basically have two reasons that they call a toy dangerous.
Right.
If it's small and can be swallowed by a child, they think it's a dangerous toy. Now, if it's too big to be swallowed, they still think it's dangerous because you can hit somebody over the head with it. So basically, everything is dangerous.
Yeah, I remember teddy bears were on this list one year.
They were.
Because
you could bite the eyes off.
Eyes out and swallow them.
And swallow them because they were buttons. I mean, you could do the same thing to your shirt, but...
Really? Teddy bears?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Now, here are the toys that made this year's list. Are you ready for this? Peppa Pig's Muddy Puddles Family. And you can get it. You can get this at Target, or you can get it at Amazon.com.
What is that? What is that, Kevin?
And I have two kids, and I've never heard of what.
Really, Peppy, you've never heard Pig's... of not Peppy. It's Peppa.
Peppa.
Peppa Pig's Muddy Puddles Family.
Okay, that's going on Google.
It has a choking hazard from small parts.
There you go.
So
that's one of your criteria, because
it's got small things, and apparently children will swallow small stuff. Now, the second
maybe
one.
If you just didn't give it to newborns,
that would be the option.
Yeah, this is a good idea too. Here's number two: dangerous stuff, dangerous toys, kids' time, baby, children's elephant pillow.
Let me guess, it's got buttons on it. They swallow.
No, it doesn't have any. It doesn't have any. Small parts that can be swallowed, and you can't hit somebody over the head with them and hurt them.
Pillow.
Yes. Suffocation hazard.
What?
And again, anything made of cloth is probably a suffocation hazard, right?
Well, yeah.
If
you stick your face into it and don't breathe, it's a suffocation hazard.
Yeah, people don't call and say, "Wow, you'd rather they were dead."
Like a golden.
No, I wouldn't.
A golden retriever can be a suffocation hazard. You know.
Yeah.
This dog is so soft.
Exactly. Okay, here's number three. Now this one, they're starting to sound a little more dangerous.
Okay.
Just because of the names.
Yeah. Machine gun.
Slime ball slinger.
What?
That could be dangerous. I could see that.
Slime ball slinger.
I want one.
You can get these at Toys R Us. And it says slime ball ammunition can be fired with enough force to cause eye injuries.
You know, or you could throw something with enough force to cause eye injuries,
so
we're cutting off your hands.
Much like a housefly.
Yeah.
Here's one that sounds... Okay, this
I want one of those slime.
This one has several disturbing words in it.
It has wars.
The Bonsai Bump and Bounce Body Bumpers, available at Walmart and Amazon and eBay.
So are they like...
And Sears also.
Are they like... What are they?
Like the sumo suits?
I don't know what they do, but it says there's a potential for impact injuries. So it's apparently something
because
large enough.
Run at each other.
It's large enough to hit somebody over the head.
So it's like a sumo suit.
Right.
I should reveal this as long as I keep talking about this stuff. When I was about 4 years old, one of the neighbor kids hit me over the head with a Tonka truck.
Now we know what happened.
You know me well enough to know this is true. We were 4 years old, and I corrected his English, so he hit me with a truck.
When Chris was in the first grade, he used to correct people's English.
And they all react the same way.
Yeah, they hit you.
You know, I just don't do it to people who are holding a truck anymore.
Okay, now which toy are we talking about now?
Well, that was the Bonsai Bump and Bounce Body Bumpers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here, and this first word bothers me. Nerf.
When
Nerf balls first came out, I had one of them, and it was the softest thing in the world, and you wouldn't think there's any way it could possibly hurt you. Now, Nerf has a lot of products.
Not so fast, my friend.
But, like, for instance, the Nerf Rival Apollo XV-700 Blaster, and XV could be 15, I don't know.
They're getting
love it.
Really intense with the names on these things.
Walmart, Target, Kmart, you can get this.
Does this fire out Nerf
now,
balls?
Now, listen to what it says.
Nerf bullets.
It fires something. It says, potential for eye injuries, but carries no warning. As if you wouldn't get that without the warning.
Let's see, it shoots projectiles.
Well, some of those Nerf guns, they hold
shoot Johnny in the eye.
They hold like 600 rounds of ammo for those things. It's kind of ridiculous. They're huge.
And what would these warnings look like? Do not hit someone over the head with this. Do not shoot someone in the eye with this. Do not swallow this. Yes, that's exactly what they say.
Everything seems to be eye related this
year. Okay. The good
bunch of blind kids running around out there.
The good dinosaur galloping butch.
Uh-oh.
It says potential for puncture wounds due to pointed tail. See, now, did you ever see the movie, A Mighty Wind?
Yeah.
With Christopher Guest?
Yeah.
And there was a guy who actually got up on stage at a concert and warned people about the plants that were in the lobby because they had some sharp edges.
Yeah.
And he thought that was very important that he had to warn everybody about that. This is just as dumb as that. And that was makeup.
That was made up.
All right. Peppy Pups. Toys R Us has these. Risk of strangulation due to long cord. You know, because it's a dog on a leash.
Oh, on a leash. Yeah. Okay.
Carries no warning. But again,
little kids can't read.
Well, true. Yeah.
No.
And if you're a parent and don't realize what the danger is,
some parents also can't.
I'm guessing a warning probably wouldn't help you.
Mm-hmm.
A couple more here. Flying Heroes Superman Launcher. Again, it just sends something through the air. These are available at Toys R Us and Sears. It says risk of eye and facial injuries. There are Batman, Spider-Man, and Iron Man versions.
Iron Man sounds dangerous.
But they're all made of plastic. It's not actually made of iron. Oh, now, the last one.
It's Plastic Man.
The Baby Magic Feed and Play Baby.
What?
Doesn't sound dangerous, does it?
No.
But listen to this.
It can kill you.
Because it's a baby you can feed, it comes with a spoon.
No.
That you can choke on. If for some reason you stick it down your throat.
Is there a list that goes for the parents of these children? Like, don't buy Legos, don't buy...
See, now, Legos are dangerous.
Those are mega...
Because you can step on them.
Yeah.
Oh, I stepped on one last night. Yeah. Getting out of bed, going to the kitchen to get a drink of water.
Legos have sold more night slippers than any other product.
No question.
Yeah. Except for Jack's.
I'd walk across fire before I'd walk across a strip of Legos. Yeah.
Not having kids in the house anymore is so great, but now I have two... monster-sized dogs,
yeah, exactly.
That love to sleep anywhere they feel like it.
Those are kids.
So, yeah, so I basically have night lights everywhere.
It's like you have moving ottomans.
I mean, it's like daylight in my house at night to see where the damn dogs are.
That's a good thing. Automated ottoman.
I'm sorry, that's too dangerous. Yeah. You could swallow it.
Watch my Dick Van Dyke impression.
Scared me there. KBOI News Time, 9:16.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
You don't have any kids young enough to poke themselves in the eye.
I won't guarantee that, but the youngest one did turn 17.
Come on.
The youngest one did turn 17 yesterday.
Yesterday. Did you get him a car?
No.
Did you get him a new wheel on his bike?
No. I think we're going to get him a new phone, but he's going to go pick it out, so we didn't have to do anything yesterday.
It's the way it is anymore.
Yeah.
It is.
You know those chocolate cakes from Costco that are about 3 feet high? We had one of those.
Those are good, huh?
I was only able to have a small...
I've not eaten one, but those are good.
Huh? I was only able to have really a sliver of it because...
They elbowed you out of the way?
Well, no, I'm just watching what I eat.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
And I said, it'd be easier to watch what I eat if it were larger, but they didn't go for that.
Yeah. It's so much easier to... I don't know about Deb. You always buy Deb's stuff.
Yes, I do.
Tam, what do you want? I don't need anything. If I need some, I'll buy it.
That's what I say to her.
Yeah, that's what Tam says to me, and I say the same thing, because otherwise I'd seem greedy.
But see, she likes to be surprised. That's her big thing. Like, you know,
does she drop hints?
Don't spoil the... No, she doesn't have to.
Paul J., I suffer the same thing. I've asked my wife every year for Christmas. I'm like, can I get a Christmas list from you? She's like, oh, yeah, I'll have it to you 3 days before Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want a griddle. I want this. I want this.
Well, some years, 3 days would have been...
Out of everything.
3 days would have been a day and a half early for me, you know, some years. But, but no, I mean, she... I think that's one of the things that she kind of likes is the fact that I never have to ask her what she wants because I just kind of keep notes all, you know, in my head all
my year. Dad was the worst.
At picking out gifts?
At buying gifts or doing anything, you know, like 9 o'clock New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve? That is pretty bad.
I mean, Christmas Eve.
You know, you're already a week.
On some years, New Year's Eve.
Actually, New Year's Eve wouldn't be bad because you could hit the sales at that point. Get the same stuff for less.
Christmas was not an overly happy time because we didn't have any money when I was a kid. Yeah. And my dad had gone and shoplift something. No, he wouldn't. My dad had gone and buy something at the last minute. Lord knows where he got the money.
It was like on The Simpsons. The guy's at the dollar store and he picks up a box of paper clips and says, I bet Bart could do all sorts of things with this.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of Christmas at our house.
He could, but...
Anyway, I don't know. So I love Christmas now.
The baby will like this. She won't know it's a dog toy.
My dad had a thing every year. He would buy batteries. You could always expect a pack of batteries, a pack of underwear, and a pack of socks without fail every Christmas.
Wow.
And he wouldn't buy you anything for the batteries to go in because he just expected everybody else to buy you stuff for the batteries.
Makes sense.
Yeah. If nobody bought you anything with batteries, I had a lot of batteries growing up.
So you were the opposite of other people who would get something that needed batteries but didn't have batteries.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I used it as a bargaining tool in school.
Yeah, I was
give me
say,
two bags of
exactly.
chips and you get four batteries.
But exactly. You get together with your friends and you could make out pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I see you have a new toy and no batteries. I have a batteries and no toy. Perhaps we could play with it together.
Do you think, we'll get a little more serious in the next half hour. But do you think social media is ruining Christmas?
Yes.
Social media?
Mm-hmm.
How's it ruining
Christmas?
Well,
because people go on Facebook and say, don't tell anybody, but I got Robert a Buick.
Oh. Well.
Or whatever.
See, I don't know. I don't think necessarily if you find out what you're getting.
People go and ask for stuff.
But if you find out ahead of time what you're getting, to me that doesn't ruin Christmas.
Really?
Because you still get it. I mean, and like I said, I was telling you this about Debbie.
I guess you're right.
She's the kind that likes to be surprised, like right on, you know, Christmas morning and right at the right time and stuff like that, and likes to have no idea and then suddenly make it a huge surprise. And I'm okay with whatever goes on. You know, you could.
What's the worst gift you ever gave anybody?
Ever gave anybody?
Mm-hmm. I know the worst gift I ever got.
I don't know. I can't really think of anything really terrible. What was the worst thing you ever gave anybody?
I gave my mom a mop.
Okay.
That was a bad gift because, it was a really bad gift, but it was a new style.
Yeah.
It was because I'm an old guy. It was one of those things that had a sponge in it and it... They didn't have those before. All they had were real mop mops.
Now, here's...
I thought it was cool, and she goes, good, now I can mop the floor.
Yeah, here's what happens in modern society, and this is new husbands quite often make this mistake, and that is buying your wife something for Christmas that allows her to do the housework.
Or that allows her to make something you like
for
dinner. Yeah,
exactly. That allows her in some way to serve you much easier.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 9:26.
KBOI News Time, it's 9:30. Good morning, I'm Rick Worthington. The pending Trump administration is aggressively courting good relations with Republicans on Capitol Hill, some of whom did not necessarily wholeheartedly support the man on the top of the ticket. Bob Constantini reports that's where the running mate is taking charge, especially since the president-elect was not a Capitol Hill fixture.
He's a former member of Congress, now acting as liaison to House and Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill. Vice President-elect Mike Pence spent time and took some questions from House GOP members and spoke with us afterwards.
See the enthusiasm for the president-elect's agenda for this country. Now we're going to move an agenda that's going to rebuild our military, revive our economy.
Mr. Pence has gotten on board with the idea of simply letting government funding stay as is into March, avoiding a shutdown threat. But a few hardcore deficit hawks came out not happy to hear that, since in March, there'll be more Democrats in the Senate able to influence what gets passed there. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump's transition team have made headway on some aspects of that transition.
Trump's team has not yet contacted the Pentagon, State Department, or other federal agencies to inform them about the transition, with major Washington agencies saying they're still left in the dark. But Trump's team says they're moving forward on this today, ready to announce their so-called landing teams made up of transition staff that will deploy and interact with the Department of Justice, State Defense, and National Security, with other agencies to follow.
I think we've made tremendous progress in giving the president-elect some ideas about how to move forward with his core team and potential members of his cabinet.
In other news, the number of people seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to the lowest level since 1973.
Analysts say it shows U.S. businesses are confident enough in the economy to hold on to workers. The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment aid dropped 19,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 235,000. Government data says applications for jobless benefits have fallen to near record low levels. The economy gained 161,000 jobs in October, and the unemployment rate fell to 4.9%. Scott Carr, Washington.
United Airlines passengers passengers will have a cheaper option when booking their next flight.
The airline has created what it calls its basic economy class, where fares are cheaper than a standard ticket and have less perks. Travelers will not receive a seat assignment until check-in and will only be able to take one personal item that fits under the seat. United says the lower fare option will help smooth out the boarding process since these passengers will be the last group to board the plane. Basic economy fares go on sale next year for flights departing in the second quarter in the continental U.S. and for some flights in Latin America. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Speaking of travel, there's an NFL game in Mexico City in just a few days, and one team is urging their players stay in their rooms and don't eat room service.
Do not leave the hotel. Leave all expensive jewelry at home. Do not bring large sums of money or use ATMs. Do not eat outside of the team meal room. Rules good for any foreign travelers to Mexico and part of the memo the Houston Texans gave their players before Monday night's game against the Oakland Raiders. It's the first game in Mexico City since 2005, and the food precautions are especially important after the NFL warned earlier this year some meat produced in Mexico could cause players to test positive for a banned steroid. The Texans and Raiders meeting in the country's capital as part of the NFL's International Series. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Good tips. Let's look at real-time numbers. The NASDAQ up 25 points right now. I'm Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Kind of a lighthearted program this morning. Open Phones Friday coming up tomorrow. What's going on right now? House Speaker Paul Ryan delivering his weekly address. And President Obama meeting with German Chancellor
Angela Merkel.
Angela Merkel.
Or Angela
Merkel. Angela Merkel.
Angela Merkel if you're English.
So but if you're German, talking about trade, bilateral relationship.
Yeah.
All right, now skills. Oh, I'm sorry. KBOI rewards code TOYS. How could it be anything else? T-O-Y-S. Yeah. Go to 670KBOI.com. Enter TOYS. Earn today's 5,000 rewards points.
We talked about the most dangerous toys for babies and toddlers of the year.
All right. As technology takes over our lives, which it's doing, now, I mean, this bullying thing on technology.
Yeah.
It's getting ridiculous. And Idaho was named, what, the worst state for cyberbullying. Anyway, skills are being lost to technology.
Certainly.
And men, especially, are losing trade skills.
Yeah. It's not exactly breaking news to say that older men today think younger men are not as manly as they were at the same age. And a lot of that has to do
with not being shot by Nerf balls.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. A lot of that has to do with you know, the fact that there are just certain skills that everybody used to know how to do, and and guys don't necessarily learn them anymore. Here's a list that they asked guys in their 60s about skills that people just don't seem to know, that the guys in their 20s. Number one was shining your shoes. Now, have you shined shoes ever in your life?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, and so have I. And there are younger people who have not shined shoes ever in their life.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is if you're from a family who went to church a lot, you've shined some shoes.
Yep, every Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and you had the whole deal, the wooden thing with the brushes and, and the different colored shoe polish.
Yeah, I mean, and for for Christmas one year, I got a shoe shining kit.
Yeah, and you thought that was cool.
And I used all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, it was,
now nobody
it was, it was very useful. It was very fun.
I must admit, last time I shined my shoes, somebody else did it.
There we go. But 30 or older men are 38% more likely to know how to shine shoes than somebody in their 20s.
I can do it.
Number two is fixing a leaky faucet. I have tried to do this and failed, I know.
I can do it. I mean, I'm not good at it, but I could do it in a pinch.
Okay.
I could do it.
So basically,
you know, if it's an interior faucet.
Stuff like light plumbing around the house.
Yeah, I can do light plumbing.
I mean, I just replaced the spigot on my house just the other day.
Yeah.
I had to call underneath.
You could, but you know, you could.
I put in a new garbage disposal.
Yeah, I mean, if you can open up the back of a toilet and fix it. You know, I can do that. I've done that lots of times over the years.
I have a book that I got 100 years ago that tells you how to fix everything.
That's cool. Okay, but they say as far as fixing a leaky faucet, the older men are 35% more likely to know how to do that than the younger men. The next one, changing the oil in your car. Primarily, I guess people stop at Jiffy Lube or someplace or wherever they got their car and just have somebody else do it.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I did when I was a kid.
It used to be that they told us it was every 3 months or 3,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're starting to go, you could maybe go 5, 6, 7 months and, 8,000 miles.
Yeah, 6,000
Because apparently both engines and oil are better than they used to be.
Yep.
According
to it was so messy, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, it was messy. I dropped the bolt.
The next one?
In the oil.
The next one, changing a diaper.
Yeah, I can.
Well,
do
I
that.
Think actually a lot of younger people aren't having kids anymore.
I was going to say, what happens if you have a kid? You better learn how to change a diaper.
Yeah,
you mean it doesn't go on the head after you're done?
No.
Exactly. Filleting a fish.
I can do that. I caught a lot of fish in my day.
I could probably do it and then pick out the leftover bones.
No, I know how to. It's not. Well, it depends on the kind of fish, but trout and stuff are easy.
I can gut a fish easy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Growing and maintaining a nice beard.
We've both done that.
I can do that.
I think.
No.
If you look at Major League Baseball compared to the way it was 40 years ago or so, 40 years ago, there were like two guys that had a beard.
Now everybody's got.
Yeah, and now on a team of.
Now there's two guys that don't have a beard.
Yeah, on a team of 25 guys, like 18 of them will have a beard of some sort.
Especially the Cubs.
Yeah, well, yeah. So apparently it works. And then this is the one that's last on the list. And I learned how to do this when I was a kid. Both of these things, throwing and hitting a curveball.
I can do that.
That's fairly specialized.
If I could have hit a curveball better, I'd have kept playing baseball.
And there you go. I mean, let's put it this way.
That was good till they started curving me.
I can throw a curveball, but it's not going to do what a major league pitcher's curveball would do.
Yeah.
It's going to maybe go near the plate somewhere.
And I pitched. I was a pitcher.
And there are two skills where younger men had an edge. Young guys are 11% more likely to know how to cut their own hair.
Did you ever do that?
No. I take it back. I did it once when I was six.
Your hair is short.
I did it once when I was six, but I just cut a big hole in it. So
when I was, I guess in my late 20s, early 30s, I used to go in the mirror and cut my hair, but you never got the back, and then that's where mullets came from. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody walked around looking like what's-her-name's dad.
Business in the front, party in the back.
That's what it was. Because you could cut it, and then you'd go, hey, this looks good.
Here's the one that surprised me. Younger men apparently it's only 2%, but they're 2% more likely to be able to start a fire without matches. Now, what I'm wondering is, did anybody tell them that lighters don't count? Because, I can start.
You remember doing that in the Boy Scouts.
If I have a lighter, I can start a fire without matches. Yeah, I mean, you...
made that little thing with the string and the...
Yeah, exactly. And you'd rubbing it back and forth until you were either way too tired or...
Until your hands got on fire.
Yeah, until you either had blisters or a fire, one of the two, or possibly both.
And then you'd cheat and use a magnifying glass. Oh, look, fire.
But, there are just lost skills anymore. Mm. And I don't know. There are a lot of things that I suppose if you ask somebody in their 60s or thereabouts, or in the 70s or whatever, what... are people not being taught anymore that you were taught? And a lot of them are manners in certain situations. Because kids for about the last 30 years have been told not to talk to anybody they don't know. Well, in life, if you never talk to anybody you don't know...
We'd get into cars and stuff.
You,
okay. Yeah, I'll ride home with you, whoever you are.
Was it like Roseanne told her kids, never get into a car with a stranger unless they give you candy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we've come from. I mean, we're lucky. But people were... more genteel back then, and I think
on average, yeah. But just politeness in different things.
All right, now Cruz turned 17 yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Your son.
Yes.
And does he exercise more or less than you did at his age?
Less
or less?
Yeah.
And I think
he plays more video games than I did at his age, because at his age I didn't play any video games.
Right, and they cost a quarter.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't have that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to go to the whatever.
Yeah.
game place
at that time in
play
life,
Pac-Man now, for a quarter.
At that time in life, I had a couple of part-time jobs.
Yeah.
And
you knew how much a quarter was
well,
worth.
Well, yeah, and if I had money in my pocket, that's kind of where I wanted it to stay.
Yeah.
Because I always thought, now, do I want this more than I want the money? And most of the time, the answer was no.
I'm really concerned about the youth today because I don't think they're physical enough. And you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not calling them wimps or anything like that. It's just maybe it's a different time.
Yeah.
But, man, it's not healthy to sit on your butt all day. And it's also not healthy to look at a little screen all day.
True.
He said, look at his little screens. I got them all over.
There was something that came out just the other day that said there are more young people with eye problems now.
Oh, that was the doctor.
Than there, as a matter of fact, it was.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mark Hyatt,
yeah,
and he was talking about that there are more kids now that start having eye problems when normally they would have not had to have reading glasses till they were 60 or more. Now they're getting reading glasses at like 27.
And the reason is they look at things close to their face. And his thing was, what, every 20 minutes, well, look at something in the distance
but
for
you
20
remember,
seconds.
You remember when you were a little kid? Well, not when you. It wasn't when you were a kid. Okay, you probably didn't have to go through this because you didn't have a TV till you were older.
I was 17. Yeah.
Okay, but when I was a little kid, we were always told, don't sit so close to the TV because it'll hurt your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, some eye doctor told everybody, you know, it really won't.
Ticking off everybody else. Shut up!
Exactly.
KBOI News Time is 9:46.
A manhunt is still underway in Idaho for a man accused of murdering his girlfriend of 10 years. Details coming up on 670 KBOI.
All right, so we are back. KBOI News Time is 9:50. Got a couple of calls. Let's find out what's on people's minds today. Let's go to Blake in Caldwell. Blake, good morning.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. You know, I feel that one of the biggest mistakes this country's ever made was eliminating the draft. Because when we had the draft, we had a mechanism that taught young men not only pride in their country, but how to be a man, how to take care of his family, and so on and so forth. And you look at the riots and the things that are out there right now with all these children and kids and et cetera that have never had a foundation that was required to be American.
Yeah.
And it just amazes me. The one thing of everything I'm seeing with Trump, I do pray that he reinstitutes the draft so that, if nothing else, even if you serve 2 years, okay, and learn how to be a man, learn government pride.
They actually tried to do that. It was Clinton, right, who had 2 years of public service.
It was proposed. It was never passed.
Yeah, either it didn't.
Yeah, you could have
in the military
or alternative service.
Alternative service, like
the Peace Corps, or just helping people somehow.
But it was voted down. Thanks, Blake, for your call. Kind of not what we're talking about today.
Well, but it has to do with younger people and some of the skills they don't learn. Possibly is because there's not as much of a military presence with people.
Yeah,
and
you know what? You know what? When I was a kid, and I don't know how.
God damn it.
Sorry about that. Anyway,
all right.
What was I going to tell you? I
don't know how old Blake is, but kids that got in trouble when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
16, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, that a lot of them would say, the guy would say, okay, you're going to jail or you're going
eventually,
into the Navy.
Eventually, I think they stopped doing that because, you know, those who were proud to be in the military didn't necessarily
want
them. Yeah, they didn't necessarily want to be surrounded by people who are only in the military to stay out of jail.
Yeah.
But
true.
You look at, like, for instance, I've been reading, you know, some old baseball biographies and things like mm-hmm. that. And guys in the 50s and 60s and up until the early 70s, it stopped after that. But, like, for instance, even during the season, they'd have to be gone for a certain number of weeks once in a while to put in some time in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got drafted. Even when there wasn't a war on, you could get drafted and then spend some time in the service. It was just something that happened. It was something mm-hmm. that was kind of expected of people.
Right.
And by the time I was 18, I had to register Just right before or right after my 18th birthday.
Right.
But I, you know, there was never a draft, so I was never drafted.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so, I mean, all right, let's go back to the phones and try to get somebody who's not going to swear.
Morning. How's it going?
Hi, Jim.
Anyway, you were talking about the destruction of the human body.
Yes.
Due to technology, lack of exercise, and everybody's eyeballs attached to some screen, large or small.
Yep.
Well, there's hearing. Now,
what?
These days, the people...
No, wait. What happened? I just lost my ears.
Well, I mean, I love good stereo music. I'm an advocate of the ears over the eyeballs even. But if you keep the speaker, like a headphone, outside your ear, but these days, not only do they have the volume up too loud, but they put the speaker next to their eardrum.
Right.
Now, that is not good.
Yeah, they call the earbuds, which
right.
I'm wearing right now, but mine are not turned up very high.
Well, you know, the term nowadays is, I guess, head candy. I mean, what's wrong with good old headphones?
Skull but, candy.
Know.
Skull
huh?
candy. Skull candy, yeah.
Skull candy. Well, see, that's weird. That to me you visualize a skull. That to me is gross,
skulls are big these days.
But see, so. I prefer the headset because it doesn't slip out of my ears. And earbuds have always done that. I put in earbuds, and 5 minutes later, they're on the floor.
Really?
Well, a while back when Walkmans came out,
yeah.
I tried that. But I realized you can't have quantity and quality. I mean, if you want, you know, I mean, in addition to being run over by traffic, if you want to listen to something, do it at home or where you can, you know?
Exactly. All right. Yeah, and when you got your earbuds in and up, you can't hear cars coming. Something to think about with Mike Rogers is next, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. We will see you tomorrow. Don't forget basketball tonight at 5 o'clock right here.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Palace intrigue, Game of Thrones, or simply a natural progression for the upset election merely 1 week ago. Donald Trump pulled off one of the most historic upsets in the history of American politics. The election was just 1 week ago, and of course, it's going to take some time to shake out who's going to be in charge of every aspect of a very vast federal government. Give President-elect Trump and his team some space. I've spoken to Vice President-elect Mike Pence, and I am confident the transition is in the best of hands. I think you're going to see the government populated with a highly qualified mix of Washington outsiders who bring a fresh perspective to the challenges and folks who know D.C. but share the same vigor for reform. Our country faces tremendous challenges, $19 trillion in debt, diminished influence overseas. This government is going to need all the capable hands on deck, ready to turn it around. I'm confident, after many conversations, including Vice President-elect, that the effort is squarely on track. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.